6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and it's Friday, TGIF. The government is, insert your own expletive for the letter F. Yeah, the 19th of August, 2022, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Yeah, TGIF, remember that. Next time you send in your check to the U.S. Treasury and knowing where your taxes are going. Wow. Well, I tell you what, I appreciate all of you calling in the last hour. I really do. I don't take enough time to thank the audience because, you know, I love it when you bring your own material. But the research, I mean, it shows you care. It shows you're really paying attention to what's going on in your world, and that's important. It's important to us. It's important to all of our listeners here at the Power Hour because by the time all is said and done, I'll bet you we reach a million people. I really do because people are sharing results of things they heard on the show, and that's all part of the reach. It's the sharing mechanism. It's like what, you know, people are telling their kids when their kids say, like Esther's kids, hey, mom, don't talk about chemtrails like that because, you know, you're freaking us out. You know, when you have commentary like that going on in the family, I guarantee you there's a lot of that commentary, and it's all about the jab and other things. Besides chemtrails, it's all about things happening, interconnection in the family, how things are falling apart. Folks, it's by design. You and I both know that. Now, there's another aspect of how we survive. And we've all talked about this sale that's going on at the Power Mall right now as far as supplements, our end of summer sale. It ends at the end of the month. This is what keeps us going. This is how we have guests like Dr. Julie Gatza, who's on the phone with us now, because we have the end of summer sale going on at the Power Mall right now. And the promotions are automatic. There's no need for code at checkout. The sale is on current items in stock. It's all your supplements. It's the nutrients. It's the things you need to eat smart and to stay healthy. That's what this is all about because we're solution-based here. Dr. Julie Gatza, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
You know, here's the thing. Food's an important part of our culture, obviously. And, you know, we've all been told that the soil in this country is like virtually zilch as far as nutrients. And if that's the case, and I don't know, I haven't seen a lot of the results. I know that the water table and some of the soils contain arsenic and various other chemicals, and it's been because of the fact that we've had industry here that's polluted the groundwater, and, you know, it seeps through the soil, and sometimes it gets in your water supply. And, I mean, just ask the people up there in Flint, Michigan. They can tell you all about that. But the toxic food environment that we're talking about now, some of our callers did share the fact that there's this stuff that they put in certain foods. I think one of our callers mentioned it was in the Flaming Hot Cheetos, for sure. And I think you had mentioned to me off microphone that, you know, they're enhancing these foods with additives. And they can't be good for you, right?
Well, no. I mean, you wouldn't give it to a sick two-year-old and expect them to get healthy. That's always my sort of standard is, you know, it's I always pretend somebody's dropped a sick two-year-old off at my front door and then says, get them healthy. And now you have choices on foods. What are you going to feed that person? And, you know, it always comes down to the basics because we need the protein. We need the vegetables. We need the fruits. We need the food that is bought on the perimeter of the grocery store. And we need the things that our grandparents were eating because even though technology is advanced, I think sort of secretly people think that our bodies are advanced and we're the same bodies that operate with good soil, good nutrition, and good digestive systems that can absorb the nutrition that you're getting from your food.
Well, and here again, Dr. Gatza runs Florida Wellness Institute. There is a .com by that name. So if you want more information from Dr. Gatza, you can do that, floridawellnessinstitute.com. And they offer advice on how to protect your health by eating smart in a toxic world. We call, I think you, the term was nutritional suicide.
That's true.
And I'm like, you know what? I think we're all guilty of that. And it's like, how do we change the attitude? You know, because so many people, we live in a society right now that is so entitled and everyone has been programmed. They want it now. Impulse buying. You drive by Lickin' Chicken and all of a sudden I got to go there. Mm-hmm. I got to get a bucket. And the junk is laced with, you know, God knows what.
Well, I mean, I think that it, you know, as trite as this might sound, it starts with education. You know, I have my niece living with me, and she's a pretty decent eater, but, you know, living with me for the past 2 to 3 weeks, she's seen that there are smarter choices, and she's easily, you know, switched over because she sees how good it tastes, and, you know, it's a little extra work in the kitchen. I'm talking, you know, 10, 15 minutes extra, but it's education first, and then you have to have solutions that actually make sense. And when you start eating better, you find that real food tastes so good. And you stop seeing the fast food restaurants as a solution because it's cheaper to eat at home. It's better to eat at home, and you're not going to put the muffin top on that everyone is gaining.
See, and that's the big thing is the muffin top. I know. 844-769-2944 is our toll-free number. Folks, you were active last hour. Guess what? We're talking about something that is definitely important to you. If you've got thoughts, ideas, solutions, things you can toss out there, you know, we'd love to hear from you as well. Now we have Dr. Julie Gatz on the phone with us here. So now we find out that it took 8 months after a congressional report found out toxic heavy metals in baby foods. Mm-hmm. Now, are we talking about Gerber?
You know, I don't know exactly which one, but even the natural baby foods when my kid was little, you know, the base of it was generally carrots and potatoes. And I mean, those aren't the best of vegetables to be consuming all the time. Carrots are really high in sugar, and potatoes is just sort of a filler. So I made my own baby food, which consisted of putting a piece of chicken in the blender, pureeing it, and putting it in ice cube trays. I did the same thing with cauliflower and broccoli and squash, and I'd pull out each one of these little cubes, let them defrost, and there was your baby food.
Wow. Well, that's creative.
Yeah, and cheap.
Oh, well, I mean, but no, the thought process is they're eating healthy.
Right. Yeah. And I didn't, you know, I didn't want to give things that was weird food that I wouldn't have fed myself as a general rule daily for, you know, sustenance. So, you know, making your own was just as easy. And I had tons of, you know, little ice cube trays and, you know, put in plastic bags. And it was just an easy way to travel as well.
Wow. So, but the thing is these baby foods, folks, if you know somebody who's feeding a baby and they've got a big supply and they go to the store and stock up on this stuff, they have not recalled these tainted baby foods. They're still on the shelves.
Wow.
I mean, this is sad,
it
folks.
Is. You know, the fact is when you actually put toxins in your body, we aren't getting enough nutrition in our diet in the first place. And the heavy nutrient foods that we're able to absorb, and that's the key point, we have to be able to absorb it as well, gives us a storage like, you know, having a lot of money in the bank. Well, when we have been using up that storage for all sorts of reasons, and then we're not feeding ourselves quality food, we do not have the ability to handle the toxins that we used to be able to handle. And so now we're, you know, starting to experience a lot more aches and pains and health conditions and, you know, even cancers that and autoimmune problems because of the fact that we can't handle the toxic load that's being shoved at us, especially without our vaults full of any type of nutrition that we've been building up for years.
Well, the other thing, too, is that we probably don't drink enough water.
Well,
there's rules of thumb here, but I'm talking about, you know, a long time ago, nobody, Dr. Gatz, would have thought that we were going to be going to the store and paying the kind of money we're paying for water in a bottle as a matter of convenience. And the stuff they have looked at, like Nestle Pure Life and stuff like that, and the amount of plastic people are consuming and it's ending up in their lungs. You know, pure water is an issue in this day and age. I think more so now than ever before, especially with the fact that most people are starting to realize that their water tastes terrible and they can't figure it out. Now they're having to go out and, like me, I bought a complete water purification system for the house.
Right. I mean, I think it's, you know, kind of where you have to go just to make sure that you're doing something correct about it. And then you take it a step further and, you know, take people who aren't drinking water at all and they're drinking every other thing under the sun, from the energy drinks to, you know, massive amounts of coffees and teas and carbonated drinks, and all these things keep you from absorbing. So when you drink coffee, tea, and carbonation, it changes the pH of your gut and you no longer can absorb your food adequately. So you get tight trapezius muscles and your shoulders and your neck are always achy, and There's all sorts of different cramps and things that go on, but it means you're nutrient deficient. And once you're nutrient deficient, it's just a matter of time until you have more health problems.
So you mean to tell me I can't finish my Earl Grey right now that I'm just starting on here with a teaspoon of cream in it?
Start tomorrow.
Oh, my. You know, because every so often it's like, you know, he wants a cup of tea. You know, so these are the things, you know, sometimes we do this because it enhances the way that we operate. I know that, you know, I'm one of these residual 2 cup of coffee in the morning. It's a constant, keeps the system going, and we eat well, you know, and we're big into, and I'm getting the greenhouse ready to go. We are, in the process of doing all those things. How much of this, natural growing, I mean, you being in Florida, do you grow your own vegetables and fruit?
I have a lot of fruit just out of sort of, you know, I've got fruit trees on the property. And, yeah, we have 2 growing seasons here in Florida, so we get strawberries and tomatoes and all sorts of things twice a year. However, in the thick of the summer, things get very thin and weedy, so you don't really get all your fresh things in the middle of the summer. We get it in January and in the fall.
I see. So the greenhouse thing is not part of your regimen at this point?
Yeah, no greenhouses here. It just makes it too hot. So it's already that way.
Yeah, it is.
You think about the old kitchen gardens that, you know, we were raised with, and we used to barter back and forth with, you know, the neighbors. I got watermelons, you got tomatoes, you got cucumbers and zucchinis, and those foods actually tasted amazing. I mean, taste a tomato now, and how many apples do you have to bite into before you find one that actually has true flavor? And this is the deficiency of nutrition that's in the soil, and now we're eating things that are actually like placeholders in our gut rather than having full nutrients with the food that we're eating. And so our cells are starving, and starving cells is simply the very basis of all disease. So you can't lay in a bathtub of nutrition and vitamins and hope to absorb it. You have to get it from absorption. And so it starts with, you know, having food that actually has nutrients in it, and then being able to break that food down. And that's, I think, 90% of people's problems with their health is their, they have poor absorption in the gut. They're not making enough enzymes to break down the food that they are eating. And, you know, it's really showing up with how all the symptoms that we have, from overweight and fatigue and kids with no energy and autoimmune problems and digestive problems of all kinds and skin conditions. And it's simply because we're starving.
Good. So OptiVita makes a digestive enzyme, by the way, for those of you out there shopping at the Power Mall and paying attention to what we're talking about right now, you need to put the digestive enzymes on your list of things to go get and make sure you stock up on enough of those things so you can balance your system out. Because, you know, we've had this conversation with other individuals and vendors and stuff before. And Dr. Julian, we have seen, you know, constant comments about the fact that enzyme processing is failing in the body right now because of the stuff that we're ingesting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, multivitamins are so, you know, popular and widely spread, but I have always thought that a digestive, high-quality digestive enzyme is more important than a multivitamin because it's going to break down all your meals that you're eating and get the most nutrients that you can from everything you're putting on your plate. And on top of it, if you aren't eating great, then it's also going to break down the meal to get what it can from it and also help to process the toxins. So if you're eating fast foods and you're taking, you know, high quality digestive enzyme, the one I use is Absorbaid, but it breaks down all these foods and helps to metabolize the toxins.
Interesting. So you're drinking water with meals, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There was a little hesitancy there. I mean, in the afternoon, especially in Florida. Don't tell me you don't have cocktails at 5 o'clock.
Everyone in Florida. No, I just don't drink a lot of water at meals. It does dilute your own digestive enzymes. So you don't want to consume all your water at the meal. That's my hesitation.
I gotcha. All right. Richard in Washington, you are on the phone with Dr. Julie Gatza. What say you?
Well, I'm probably pushing the educational limit here, but since you have a doctor on, I figure this is the time to do it. Basically, the most important thing is you have to eat with your physiology. You have both the sympathetic and parasympathetic activity, and you can eat your carbohydrates and get sugar and ferment your food and get energy during the day when you're in sympathetic, but at night and before you go to bed, you should be eating parasympathetically. You should be contributing to the improvement of your digestive system by just eating proteins and fats and getting your energy from ketones and fats. And most people don't know that, but it really needs to be brought out that you have a cycle of eating.
All right, Richard, let me stop you right there and ask you. You talk about parasympathetic stuff, and I'm going to get Dr. Julie's take on this. When you're talking about the parasympathetic foods before you go to bed, what are you talking about?
You're talking about proteins and fats, essentially good quality in the natural state, unheated proteins and fats that can be absorbed into the body, and the parasympathetic allows for recovery and regeneration.
Okay, Dr. Julie, go ahead.
I mean, I would say, you know, same thing. If you understand what those two words are, the parasympathetic system is the one that's the calmer, regenerative, chill system of the nervous system. And then you've got the sympathetic, which is the fight, fright, flight. And so you want to eat those carbohydrates when you're in the, you know, fighting mode, because it's going to give you instant energy, and it breaks down differently. So when you're in parasympathetic mode, he's completely right. Now, does everyone want to do that? Does everyone understand it? You know, my thought is, you know, eat sensibly first and foremost. And then if you're going to take it to the next level and do this, then you've won the game.
Well, and see, the thing is that sometimes before bed, I can be found eating a handful of unsalted cashews.
And so that would be fine according to, you know, eating with the parasympathetics. It's the chips and the cookies and
yeah,
those things that are tough to break down late at night.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. So sorry, you people out there on a Cheetos binge watching late night TV and all of a sudden, well, I'm going to go to bed now. That stuff is sitting in your system, right?
That's right. And it's just fermenting overnight. So now it's in your gut and it's, you know, basically toxic load. So you wake up in the morning and you've got fermented food and now you're bloated and you're gassy or you're constipated or you have acid reflux throughout the day and you're wondering, you know, what's going on. And it really does stem from lack of enzymes that you're making and also because of the food or lack of certain things that you aren't putting in your body.
And see, Richard, anything else to add?
Yeah, I'd be a little more critical of that. Basically, what you're doing is you're pushing yourself into sympathetic in the evening, and it gets you to serotonin, gets you to sleep a little quicker and a little more relaxed. But basically, you're turning off the digestive system and the parasympathetic. You have to be aware of the fact that those are very important. You have to stimulate, because most of us don't even have a digestive system anymore. We've turned it off. We're eating primarily to ferment our food and get sugars, and we're not actually digesting and getting proteins and fats and regeneration in the sympathetic, or in the parasympathetic, excuse me.
Sure.
Yep, you're absolutely right. It's true.
Amazing. You know, we do have a very smart audience here. I'm telling you, Dr. Julie, everybody's doing the research. Richard, obviously, you're very plugged in with all of this, and we appreciate your input on this. I mean, this is, you know, how to get away from toxic eating. Obviously, you practice this. You know, my biggest thing is we have so many people today on Pfizer-made omeprazole, Prilosec, all this garbage going into the system, and then we neutralize it with a PPI. How does one get off of this, Dr. Julie? Have you figured out a way to stop it to where they're not going to ever get Barrett's or heartburn or GERD or anything like that? I mean, is there a way around this?
I mean, I've been doing it for 31 years, so yes. And, you know, it's not even that exciting. It's just pretty darn simple. You eat a lot of protein. Don't skip breakfast. It's important that you eat the protein in the morning, not just, you know, a toast and a coffee and out the door. And same thing for your kids. You want to feed them protein so that they can actually pay attention at school and don't get themselves into trouble, whether they're paying or, you know, not paying attention or they're fighting. And you want to do the same thing for lunch and dinner. Have proteins and vegetables, have water all throughout the day. And it's really important that you get some good digestive enzymes in, you know, like what you're talking about in the Absorbaid that I use. And when you do that, you're going to wring the most nutrition you can from your food, which will then put it into the cells, which will allow you to actually repair your digestive system. So by doing that, it can actually correct all the symptoms that go along with this. And, you know, I've seen people with severe heartburn after eating 2 hours later take the Absorbaid, and within 15 minutes, their, you know, acid reflux is, you know, 80% gone. And, you know, they're amazed that it didn't happen from an over-the-counter medicine.
Right. But this operates pretty much the same way as Optavita digestive enzymes. And, of course, I don't know with Absorbaid, as you were talking about, whether or not this stuff is all natural or it's got synthetics. Because, at PowerMall, we're all about all natural stuff. So, Tom in Michigan, you are on the phone with Dr. Julie Gatson. We got a couple of minutes before the break. Go ahead.
Speaking of all natural, one of the most powerful things that there is a juicer. I've been using a centrifugal juicer for a long time, years and years. I mean, like 20 or 30, over 30 years. But I didn't, there was a while where I got away from it. And, you know, I really felt the difference. And when I use the juicer, your carrot juice is basically the, you know, the basis for all the vegetable juices. Because, you know, it's sugar. And Jay Cordage used to teach, I believe it was at least one-third carrot juice. But things like carrot and parsley or alfalfa, incredibly nutritious. The all the chlorophyll and the... And he claimed that alfalfa is the most nutritious thing on the planet because the roots just go down into the soil so deep. And the only trouble is if you grow it, it really depletes the soil fast. But all the trace minerals and colloidal minerals. The other thing is, you know, maybe the doctor can comment. There's a guy named Dr. Robert O. Young. He claims digestion in a human being is accomplished by the alkaline. He said the hydrochloric acid is just the waste product from the body producing bisodium carbonate to do the digestion.
Interesting. Well, we're coming to the break right now, Tom, and so if you could hold that thought, Dr. Julie, we'll see if we can get an answer after the break. Dave Krieger with you in the Power Hour. Stay with us. Hey, it's just getting better. Phone lines are open. Be back. Stay with us.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Yes, friends, and you are, my friends. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Your phone lines are open. What are you waiting for? That's right. That's why we are here, folks, is because we engage in social diatribe with our audience here. We have a very smart audience. We have Dr. Julie Gatson with us back on this side of the back hour of the Power Hour, segment number two, hour number two, rather. And so, Dave Krieger with you. And like I said, phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If you got some input, have some conversation, have some questions. And now there's some show notes here. I'm talking about detoxifiers, which is something I don't know that people are fermented, you know, because we've had a lot of people comment, Dr. Gatza, about fermented food and whether or not eating a lot of that every day is good for you. I hear it is, like sauerkraut.
Right. I mean, that is sort of what our ancestors did in all these different ethnicities that we come across. And, you know, sauerkraut was a common staple for Germans, and they were using that because of the fact that it was an aid in digesting their food. You have pineapple that has bromelain in it that breaks down proteins, and that's often paired with a lot of the different types of hams and meats and things like that. You've got ginger that goes along with Japanese food. The parsley on your plate helps out with you know, breaking down your food, and peppermints and teas and however else you put it. So there's so many natural ways to help also aid in your digestive systems and, you know, using those natural processes is the way that we've always been able to get the most nutrition that we could for each one of our meals.
So who would have thought that herbs and spices would be considered detoxifying?
Well, you know, oregano is a huge one, and
We sell that at the Power Mall, too. In fact, we have the P73 at the Power Mall, which is really good.
It is really good. It's an amazing product. And, you know, you can take that pretty much for anything that you've ever had as a problem as far as health goes. And it will help to get rid of the toxins and helps to, you know, boost the immune system and, you know, a variety of different things that people didn't know oregano was so powerful.
So NutraSweet, you see the warning labels talking about phenylketonuria, and I don't like this stuff. It actually knocks me for a loop every time I ingest something that I don't know, and all of a sudden I start getting dizzy, and I said, I'll bet you this stuff has NutraSweet in it. I mean, none of this stuff can be good for you.
None of it is. I mean, you know, it's that two-year-old thing. If you dropped a two-year-old off at your front door, do you really want to feed them NutraSweet and whatever they're drinking? And, you know, you're much better off using cane sugar at that point and, you know, better using, you know, natural sweeteners like fruit sweeteners or, you know, honey and things like this that, you know, are processed and utilized in the body that it actually recognizes. And, you know, if you're eating well, you really aren't even coming across that type of a problem because you wouldn't go and buy a weird Diet Coke or something like that. You would be, you know, having something that's just a bit more mindful.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is these diet sodas. I have an attorney friend of mine that just consumes Diet Coke like nobody's business. And I'm like, dude, that cannot be good for you.
No, I mean, it's just, you know, it's so much nutrients that you have to use to actually handle that. So you're using your reserves to handle the toxins of what you put into the body by drinking a Diet Coke.
So now, does it turn the system alkaline?
Yeah, it does. But what happens is your digestive system is supposed to be acidic. And it's like, you know, dropping a piece of steak in a glass of vinegar, and the next day it's going to look disgusting. Well, when you drink coffee, teas, pops, and you change your digestive system more pH towards alkaline, that's like dropping a piece of steak in a in a jar of soapy water. The next morning, it's going to look like a piece of steak in a jar of soapy water. So you have undigested food that's sitting in the gut, and this is causing fermentation. It's causing acid reflux, and it's building up and coming back up the esophagus and now wearing out the mucosal wall that, you know, puts people at risk of esophageal cancers, not to mention it's just very uncomfortable to have, and it means something is wrong. So if you have any digestive complaints, even aware of it at all, it simply means it's not efficient. Something isn't working properly, because if your digestive system works great, you never have to think about it.
Now, alkaline, a lot of people buy alkaline water at the store. Good now, for you? Not good for you?
You know, the water situation on what to take, which one to drink, I have been doing this for 31 years. I have not come up with one thing yet that I say, yep, this is the way. I've heard wonderful things about alkaline water and great things about, you know, drinking spring water and, you know, this and reverse osmosis. And I haven't done my own research personally to say, yep, I'm totally on board. So here's what I would say. Drink water. You're going to do yourself a heck of a lot better good than drinking anything else. And, you know, try not to drink it if it tastes weird. And, you know, I'm sure most of our city water isn't as good as it used to be. But there are some cities that still pump out wonderful water. It's just not here in Florida where I live.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's why, you know, when we lived down there and we were in Florida for a while, we were constantly purifying our water. We had pour over filters and everything else. And so, you know, you just can't trust what they say. And we're talking about the community water supply, and they put out a statement every so often. Well, this is what's going on in our water. And you don't know whether that's true or not, or how much they tested it and broke it down. Sherry in Kansas, you are on the show with Dr. Julie Gatza. How are you?
Hi. Doctor, you know, Dave, I heard the Dr. Betty Martini, who does so much on aspartame, she said that last time she was in the hospital that she specifically had told them not to give her anything with aspartame in it, and she was in there for a long time that she shouldn't have been, and she found out that some of the stuff she was getting in there has aspartame in it, like even medications.
Wow.
And yeah, and doctor, on this Neotame, it's supposed to be aspartame on steroids, and they don't even have to list it. Is that true?
You know, I haven't even heard of Neotame, to tell you the truth. I can look that up, but, you know, anytime they're changing and altering something and then saying that something that already isn't so great is even weirder great, I mean, it's just another weird thing that they're putting into our food for sweetener, for, you know, trying to take out the sugar, you know, taking the fats out of our food and doing fat free. You know, it's all just bizarre. And, you know, it's sort of, I keep it simple with people. And, you know, it's, if you see what that food is and you don't have to try to understand what the ingredients are, then you're probably safe.
Well, and that's the problem with this. They list, you know, they say they only list about 80% of the ingredients, because if stuff has so very little in it, they don't have to list it. And that's the problem with this Neotame. I think one of the products it has it in it is something that a pop that ends in zero, you know, something zero. But yeah, that's to me, that's criminal. You know, one thing that I use is water kefir. I make my water kefir, and you can kind of carbonate things, like make your own, use fruit juice and stuff. But if you can't drink too much of it, and it will move you.
I get that.
Right.
Okay. Wow. That's all I had. Thanks.
Wow. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. We all like movement. And that's important. And I know that, the amount, when you start drinking carbonated stuff, if it's self-carbonated food, I mean, you are going to have flatulence. There's just no getting around it, right?
Well, I mean, not for everybody. So, you know, it's just certain people can react to things like that. So, you know, carbonation in general, I'm always of the thought that, you know, a little is fine. We've got a huge array of foods to be sampled and tasted and enjoyed. But the fact is, when people start relying on, you know, carbonation instead of drinking actual water throughout the day, or, you know, they can only drink water when they carbonate it, and, you know, they don't like water, and it's like, well, all right, come on. Then flavor your water with, you know, natural things like watermelon and berries and mint and lemon and lime, and, you know, let's get over that, because it's necessary. You know, 80% of your body is made up by water, so we need to put in good source and, you know, not try to hide it in, you know, other ways.
Sure. What, out of curiosity, we get emails and texts here on the show. What your opinion is on a teaspoon of baking soda in water to improve the alkaline content in your body?
I love it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you do this on a regular basis too?
Well, I'm not a huge coffee drinker, but when I do break down and have, you know, a couple of coffees a week, when I remember, I also try to add a tip of baking soda into my coffee, and it also helps to mitigate the change of what it's doing to my pH in my gut. So, you know, I don't recommend people, you know, drink a whole bunch of coffee by any means, but if you're going to, and, you know, I'm on that moderation as well, I do use the baking soda for that reason.
Uh-huh. Sodium bicarbonate. There you go. Or bicarbonate of soda, whichever. And so that, you know, question answered. That's a good thought. The, if somebody is affected, let's talk about the telltale signs. Somebody that's affected with a toxic burden, what are we looking for here?
Well, any digestive problem whatsoever, from gas, bloating, indigestion, heartburn, constipation, diarrhea, acid reflux, and, you know, Barrett's and things like this, all those are basically your toxic, the system's not working properly and not helping you to eliminate what you need to get out of the system. And it doesn't just mean, are you going every day? It means, you know, is it an efficient system? On top of that, you've got, you know, skin conditions from acne and, you know, supreme itching and different things like that that can affect people. And then, you know, just take a look at your face. Are you puffy? Are your hands swollen? Are your feet swollen? Do you have circles underneath your eyes? How's your energy? You know, are you, you know, energetic from the time you wake up in the morning and then, you know, appropriately tired at night? Or do you have, you know, ups and downs throughout the day and just dragging your body? These are all signs of toxins, you know, that once you handle this, which is really by handling the digestive system, now you've got the ability to handle anything else health-wise.
Okay. Rita in Missouri, you are on the phone with Dr. Julie Gatza. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi. How are you, both of you, today?
We're doing great. Thanks for asking. What's up?
Okay. First, I have a comment, and then I have a question for Dr. Julie.
Okay.
Okay. My comment is, also who had worked with Dame Winnington was a man named Russ Tanner, and he has a site called globalskywatch.com. And he also has, the reason he got into that, in looking for aerosols, the toxic aerosols, is because he was real sensitive to them too, and he found that herbs helped a lot for that, because he could smell and taste the metals like some people can and some people can't. And so he, the original, how I heard about him, I have a DVD of his that he made called 13 Types of Chemtrail Aerosols Destroying Your Health and How to Protect Yourself. So he also went into telling about, what is it called? Herb Allure. And he had worked with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
Yeah.
I'll say her name right in a minute. Sorry.
Sure.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. What I was leading up to also was the question for Dr. Julie. Now, because these are metals, so, and I've had my hair tested before. Is that accurate? The hair test? They need to do the hair test and not look in the blood for the metals. Isn't that right?
Yes, the hair test is the most accurate that I'm aware of for the heavy metal toxicity. And it's because of the fact that it's gone through the system, processed, and now absorbed, and hair is a very easy way to see. And you can see different gradients of like which areas of the hair you're taking for, you know, the different types of metals that have been absorbed at different types in your hair life.
Okay.
So that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for verifying that for me.
Yes,
I appreciate that. Thank you, Rita. We appreciate your call. And, you know, again, like I said, sometimes we get some curveballs here. And I'm talking about the kinds of questions, where they come from, how they're formulated. And it's wonderful that we have the audience that we do, and we appreciate your phone calls. We still have time to take a few more. If you want to talk to Dr. Julie Gatza, I mean, this is it. We're talking about eating a diet of organic, unprocessed whole foods. And everybody I have talked to has said keto, 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 keto. And I'm like, do you know how hard it is to achieve ketosis? I mean, the average person, my wife and I have been trying that stuff forever and a day and can't hit ketosis. And I'm like, well, there's got to be a faster way. There is no faster way, is there?
I mean, you do want to try and, you know, go into ketosis if you're trying to lose weight. But there are other ways to lose weight rather than trying to just do the keto diet. It is very hard. I'm not a fan myself of trying to do it. I love the fact that people are successful at it and they're, you know, dropping the weight. But, you know, what generally is happening with people, and I know I keep coming back to this, but it's the truth, is if the digestive system is not working properly, if you are not making enough digestive enzymes to break down your food, or you're not taking high quality digestive enzymes to break down your food, then you're going to have inflammation sitting not only in the gut, but you're going to have it all throughout the rest of the body. And your metabolism is not going to run efficiently. Let's just talk about, I looked at a picture of on my phone the other day of people that were on the beach in Clearwater, and I blew up the picture, and every single person from the 1970s that was on a crowded beach was slender. Every single one of them, from old to young to male to female, the kids, everyone looked like a 70s body. So they were not doing ketosis daily. They were eating food that actually had nutrition. They were growing it in soil that actually was, you know, fully, nutrientized. And they were digesting their food because they didn't have all these other fast foods and choices that, are throwing off our systems. So, you know, it really does come down to trying to make the best choices for food that actually is adequate in nutrition, and then allowing your system to be able to break it down.
So, you know, just out of curiosity, how this is the thing. Rita just brought this up. Richard, I'm gonna go back to something that he said originally here toward the beginning of the show, when we were talking about eating for your body type. Is that, I mean, I've seen diets that have that. My wife and I would be totally different on that scale, and I was told you need to eat 4 ounces of steak in the morning no matter what. You need higher protein than she does. I mean, everybody, you know, he makes a point about eating for your food type. There is a science to that, is there not?
Well, I think that it's, you know, as a general rule, I think that it's probably 50% or more totally true. And what you'll find is, if you find out whatever it is, your blood type or your body type, and you're starting to follow this, and you're, you know, feeling better and losing weight and less pain and sleeping better, you're on the right program. If it's not correct, then you're one of those people that you can't just put in that slot for that system. So, you know, I always say, those sort of programs are going to be at least 60% correct, because they stick and people are still doing it, and they're still, you know, having great success with it.
The other thing, too, besides that, is eating smaller meals more frequently. What about that kind of a pattern?
I also depends on that type of a person. So that for me works great. But, you know, sometimes just eating one meal a day for me is also very easy for me. So I go in, you know, both different ways, but I do find that, you know, my daughter, if she doesn't eat frequently, she's a little hangry, and she's no fun to be around. So she needs to eat, you know, throughout the day. Otherwise, she's a pain.
And it's not just snack food. It's like a carrot, an apple, or something, you know, that's nutritious and healthy.
Hard-boiled egg is one of my very favorite foods. It's in its own package. It's, you know, is perfectly healthy. 5 to 7 minutes after eating it, your hunger's curbed, and you've put in a perfect food for the system.
There you have it. See, I always wondered why my mother always used to like to make egg salad sandwiches for lunch.
Yeah.
So now I know. The thing is, also with the kind of diet and everything else that we're on, sleep. This is another thing we seem to be lacking. I mean, Dr. Mercola, who I put a lot of his stuff out there, talks about sleep, talks about melatonin, talks about production. The food's got something to do with this, right?
Well, I mean, you know, whatever you're putting in your body is how you're going to make the energy. You're also going to be able to relax and let the adrenals calm down for the day and you know, not have to be digesting heavy foods at the end of the day as well. So, you know, the sleep cycle is imperative for repair and regeneration. And, you know, if we look, you know, old school, when the sun went down was when we didn't have electricity and, you know, we also turned in, and it sort of goes with these rhythms of the body as well. So we'd wake up with the sun, and this was kind of a normal pattern and a healthy pattern for our bodies. And, you know, we're doing weird things like staying up way too late. We've got, you know, our phones and our tablets and our computers and our face constantly. So we're, you know, disrupting that as well, and our TVs, and we aren't able to calm down and get the body, you know, back into a normal rhythm the way that it needs to repair and be healthy.
So that's the thing I noticed too, because if I stay up way past 10:30 at night, I'm in trouble the next day.
Yeah, and so, you know, even when people say that they're night owls, well, okay, I get it. You can change your system to that, but, you know, it also means either you're missing something that keeps you from actually calming down at night and, you know, nutrient-wise, or you have some habits in that really shouldn't be there. So it behooves anyone who's trying to lose weight, gain energy, and get their health back to go to sleep at a decent hour.
Now, here's the thing. I'm going to pick on California for a minute here. We're talking about fruits and veggies that are shipped from California to every state, and it applies more than 170 million pounds of pesticides to its crops each year. Do we stop buying California produce?
You know what? I don't even have an answer to that, because we don't have a lot of choices. And to try to buy only organic food is just so darned expensive on top of the rising food prices that are going on right now that, you know, I've never had to battle that with my patients. Basically, I had to get them off the stuff that was really obviously bad for them. And, you know, once we did that and put them on a decent program, you know, as far as fresh fruits and vegetables and, you know, good meat and eggs and proteins, I could get so many people healthy. Now, if you want to go the next step, absolutely do. If you have the time, the money, and the effort for it, you're going to do yourself a great service. I just couldn't have every patient of mine start buying only organic on top of everything else they had to do with, you know, their income.
Well, the other thing, too, is that just because it says organic, you know, I wonder if sometimes those things aren't mislabeled. You ever found that to be true?
Yeah, and, you know, it's not an area of research that I've done, but I hear it all the time and read it all the time. And, you know, I occasionally will buy organic apples and taste them, and I'm like, I'm still not impressed. It just simply means no pesticides, but it also doesn't mean that they put great soil and put nutrition back into the soil. So you're eating an apple that doesn't have pesticides but also has no flavor.
That's sad. Healthy snacks, you know, what do you normally ingest, or what do you recommend as far as healthy snacks as alternatives to this package garbage?
Well, I mean, you know, eggs, absolutely always have hard-boiled eggs in the refrigerator, and, you know, encourage, you know, your family to eat them. I do cut up a heck of a lot of carrots and celery and radishes, and I put them in clear containers and a little bit of water at eye level. So when people are opening up the refrigerator, they actually see it's there. Somebody has done something for you that, you know, made that simple. And, you know, I do a lot of extra cooking, meaning if I'm cooking chicken or grilling chicken, I make a heck of a lot more than just for that meal, so that I can, you know, snack on that at some point in the next day or two. And, you know, work is done, and it's cheaper.
And Dr. Sherry Tenpen brought up, and she's been on the show before, we had this wonderful conversation with her regarding glyphosate. I'm sure that's on your front page, on your radar, on a constant.
I'm sorry, you broke up as you were saying that.
No, I was talking about glyphosate, because Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was basically sharing, you know, it's not just the 104 million pounds of food preservatives. It's what they spray on wheat-based products as a drying process, glyphosate,
right.
That's killing us. And we ingest, I don't know how many pounds of that stuff a year.
Yeah, I mean, truly. And, you know, people, we are eating an awful lot of grains in general. And, you know, people are saying, oh, we need the fiber and we need that. And certainly we need the carbs. But you can get a heck of a lot of carbs and fiber from your vegetables and fruits. And, you know, as much grains as we are consuming daily, let's just reverse that and put it into the vegetable and fruit arena. And let's consume that much daily. And you're going to find yourself a lot healthier because of it. So that knocks out the glyphosate as well.
So, yeah, that's the thing I'm always looking at, too, is, you know, you get the keto bread or some of this stuff. Anything that's non-GMO, it just tastes like cardboard. I just don't know how to get around that, you know, because my wife doesn't like, you know, the gluten thing. And, you know, when you're eating stuff that's non-GMO, you can definitely taste the difference between that. And I think it has to do something with the way it's treated.
Interesting. I haven't noticed that myself, but thanks a lot.
Sorry about that. We, you know, we're trying to buy healthy. But the thing is, one, it costs more money. And people are having a hard time inflation-wise at the grocery store, just as much as the gas pump and getting to the grocery store, which is one of the reasons why we're all about solutions and growing your own food, which I think more and more people are going to start having to look into that. Dr. Julie Gatzer, we appreciate you being on the show. We are out of time for today, and we thank you so much for being here and taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us. FloridaWellnessInstitute.com if you want to follow up. In the meantime, Dave Krieger with you, thanking everybody for joining us today. You've been wonderful callers. Thank you for your input. You know, that is a wonderful thing. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
With the burning light of noon, who is standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Is bigger than the heavens, and the lover of my soul. Great to God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Cause of Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.